Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be here and speak to Sasha Chashva Olam. It's going to, Mirtz Hashem, be one of the highlights of my trip here. Last night I had these chus of bringing our group to first to Har Tzion, and then we went to the rooftop at Eish HaTorah. We had a beautiful kumsitz there, looking at the beautiful panorama at night of the Kaisel in Yishalayim Mir HaKadosh and Harim Savivlo. And it made a tremendous roshim on each and every one of us. So we're holding in Chodesh Adar, Adar Beis already. And everybody knows, Mishenichnas Adar, Marim Besimcha. Seems like an easy mitzvah, an easy job to be happy. But the emphasis is we have to truly understand, what is the simcha? So on a simple level, we generally assume, you know, Purim is coming. And Mimela, you know, we start being freilich already in the Chodesh of Adar. But if you look in the Gemara, at the Maimer Chazal, where this famous saying comes from, which there are many tunes, many geshmaki songs, Mishenichnas Adar, says, Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. Just like when the Chodesh of Av is coming in, we minimize, we decrease our Simcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. So too, when Adar is coming, we should increase our Simcha. So really, what's the connection? What's the shaychus? Just because when the Chodesh of Av is coming, then I should decrease my simcha, therefore when Adar is coming, I have to increase my simcha? By Chodesh Av, we're holding mamish in the Mois HaChorban. The Goyim are coming and breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim. They're breaking through the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. They're being Mitzar the Yidden. So it's a time of Gefer L'Chatzar. And Avad, it's a time for Avelus and Miut of Simcha. Why does that require Mishenichnas Adar, also came Mishenichnas Adar Marim Besimcha? So there's a beautiful word that explains a little bit, and we could hopefully take it with us to appreciate the days of Adar that we're in. The Loshen Adar, all the Chadoshim have Kedusha, the actual Shem has deep meaning. Adar is Aleph Dor. Aleph is Alufa Shalom, the Rabbani Shalom, the master of the world, the king of the world. And Aleph Dor, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is living with us. His Dira is coming close. He's moving in with us in Adar. So, we have to understand as follows. What happened by Chodesh Av in the Churban Bayis? The Shechina went Begalusa. The Shechina departed, so to speak. It was Hester Ponim. It was Choshech. The Mokum HaKadosh, the Mokum Kodesh Kedoshim, the Mokum of Avodas Hashem, the Mokum of Gilui Shechina was being destroyed and taken away from us. So there's a separation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. It's not nicker, it's not as aware, we're not as able to feel, we're not as able to appreciate the closeness, the relationship that we have, this karbus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Vashteitzach is a tremendous reason for Tzar not to have Simcha. So Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, everybody understands that when we're losing this close relationship through Churban, we're losing the departure of the Shechina from our midst. So Mematim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar, you have to realize that when Adar comes, it's a time that the Rebbein Shalom is moving in with us, whatever matzav we're in. And that is the source of the Simcha. They say, the Derech Tzachus, the connection that if you would see a guy, Chmona Litzlan, in the 9 days, friend of yours, we'll call him Chaim Yankel, and you pass by, and he has music playing, and a barbecue, he's grilling steaks, drinking wine and beer and hoilis. No, see him. We're talking about Stam, he's making a party. So what do you say to a guy like that in 9 days? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? So kishem shemisha nichnas av mematim besimcha, the same way you would look on somebody like he's from Mars, if he was probing a fleishik party with drinks and music, kach misha nichnas av mematim besimcha. If a guy's walking around and out depressed, with a long face, he's droopy, he's gloomy, he's not in a good mood, are you out of your mind? It's adar. So it has to be the same way that you would look meshuga on a guy in Av, making such a barbecue, and then making hoilis. That's how you have to look at somebody that's walking around Av, they're not appreciating the simcha that we have. And Lamaisa, a special zechus in this year, that we're having Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, Svarim say, that since it's 60 days of simcha, so we have a power of batel b'shishim. And all our tzar, all our troubles, anything chas v'shalom that a person may be going through on any level, personal, ruchnias, gashmias, family, tzaras, whatever troubles, everybody has their pekel. It all could be batel v'shishim if we utilize, if we nutzais the zman of adar properly. So, I want to share with you just a gefil. In Har Tzion, they have a museum called Martef HaShoah. And they took us for a short tour through there. And there was a Yid who was in Auschwitz that somehow got documents from the Nazis. Maybe they were thrown out, but it was paper. It was very valuable. So on one side you have the German writing the Nazi documents, and on the back, the man started to write by hand, Bal Peh, a siddur. Word for word, page by page, tefillah by tefillah, he writes the siddur. Beautiful handwriting. And they have the pages there. I took pictures of it. And when he writes the tefillah, Ahavas Olam Ahavtonu, Rebbein Shalom, the great love of all the world, of all, the greatest love that exists, you had this love for us. Right? Torah Mitzvahs, Chumashpotim Esonu Limarito, the whole tefillah. In the word Ahavtonu is crossed out. And if you look through the papers, there are a couple of cross-outs where he makes a mistake, so there's no white-out. So he crossed out and he rewrote the word properly. But over here, everything was written perfectly. And apparently, in that terrible matzav, in those times, it's not for us to judge, he was writing the siddur, and he was writing the tefillah of Avasalim Ahavtonu. But he crossed out the word Avtonu, that Rebbeinu Shlom loved us. He couldn't recognize. This is called the Hashem's love. And I just spoke to Yehuda Weinberg, Ben, the Tzaddik, the Kaddish, Reb Noach Weinberg Zatzal, who was probably the greatest Makar of Yidden in recent times and maybe in history. And I was reminding myself of a vart I'd once seen by him, and I asked Yehuda just to clarify it. If you would have a chance to meet a Yid who was an unaffiliated Jew, didn't know Torah Mitzvahs, didn't know Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, and you would have a chance for a few minutes, 5 minutes let's say, to talk to him and to give him some message and impress him and influence him and try to inspire him, What message? What would you tell him in those 5 minutes? So Reb Noach used to say, take a look in the Torah. What's the mission? What's the goal? What's the tachlis that we're all here for in this world? To come to Nasev and Ishma. That we should live our lives a life of Nasev and Ishma. Right? To be makabel Hashem, Hashem's Torah, Hashem's mitzvahs, to learn the Torah, to live by the Torah. So how do we get to Nasev and Ishma? Which we know the famous Medrash Megillah Livni Razu, who revealed this unbelievable secret that the Malachim are mishtamish in it, Kadasa Kodim Lenishma. So who Taka revealed it to them? So if you look in the Psukim, you see it really was laid out by the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. Go back to Parashas Yisroi. We always find in every Amira, in every Dibur, Vayidabra Hashem Amosha Lemar. Vayayimar Hashem Amosha Lemar. Rabbi Yishlam gives over a statement, words to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lemar, say it over, which means there's room for Moshe, the great Rabban Shel Yisrael, the great Navi, Loikom Navi Kamosha Oid, that he could give it over to Klal Yisrael in his words. He's going to take the concept, he's going to take the mission, he's going to take the tzivui, he's going to take the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemar, and he's going to give it over to Klal Yisrael in the way that they'll comprehend it, in the way that they'll absorb it. But there's one place where the Rebbe Yishlam introduces the words that he gives over to Moshe as a message to Klal Yisrael in a different introduction. And shteit azay, this is what you should speak to Beis Yaakov, and these are the words you should say to Bnei Yisrael. We know Elu Anoshim, Elu Ha'anoshim. But Rashi on the Pasuk says, Koisoimar Biloshen Hazeh, in this word, Ukeseder Hazeh, and in this exact order. Bidiyuk, these words don't veer from them one iota. I'm giving you over the message. There's no lemar over here. This is exactly what you should say to Klal Yisrael. Atem re'isem esher sivim l'mitzrayim v'esu eschem al kamfin esharim v'ovi eschem elai. Look at all the great things that I did for you, Klal Yisrael. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I made all the nisim. I brought you close to me. I took you on wings of eagles. And I made you my people. You'll be the most treasured people of among all the nations. Kili kol haaretz. After all, Rabbi Yishlam says, I'm the master of the whole world. You're going to be a priestly nation, a holy nation who serves me. And Rashi concludes here as well, at the end of this little discussion, Eila hadvarim loy pachais v'lo yaisa. Not less and not more. So, Rav Nayuch is to bring out what happened, what occurred after this, that Klal Yisrael heard that Rabbi Yishlam loves us. We're Rabbi Yishlam's people. He did everything for us. He turned over the world for us. He made Kriyas Yamsuf. He made the Esamakis. He punished the Mitzrim, he took us as his people, he took us through the Midbar. So, not only that, I'm uplifting you and taking you to be my treasured people. And I'm giving you a mission, I'm giving you a purpose. I'm giving you the greatest gift that's possible to give. A life of Tayru Mitzvah, Sviyisam Li, Mamlechas Kaihanim, Begay Kodesh. You're going to be my people. If you recognize the Rebbeinu Shlom's love, how much he loves a Yid, then spontaneously, naturally, comes out from that, results from that, a Nasi V'Nishma. Avinu Shebashamayim, our loving Father, he's giving us everything, he's doing everything for us. He's giving us beyond what we could dream and imagine. Whatever he says, I want to do. And this is the advice that Rav Nayach would give. If somebody could want to impress somebody in a few minutes, tell him about the Rebbeinu Shlom's love. This is what I was thinking about last night, standing in that Holocaust museum. Without going into detail, it's different than other Holocaust museums. It's showing that the Nazis wanted to eradicate and uproot Yiddishkeit, Torah, and mitzvahs. You see shrekelich things over there that they used, say for Torah, to make ladies' purses, shoe inserts, bedafka. But the point is that Nebuch, that Yid, even though he wrote the Siddur and he was a Helik Tzaddik, his heart was troubling him with the Ahavtanu. But we, American Bachrim, learning in the Helik Yeshiva, by Rabbi Senta's Yeshiva, world renowned, sitting in such a beautiful Beis Medrash on top of the world with families, we're living in good times. And if we don't think about and understand and not take for granted the simple message, who we are on an individual level, the Rebbeinu Shlom's love, on a tziburi level, the Mamleches Kayhanim, the Gai Kadesh, the treasured people that we are, the treasure that we have in having the Torah and the ability to sit and learn Torah and Shtayg over here, Becharusa, and go out and enjoy Yerushalayim and HaKadosh and having a Shabbos and davening by the Kaisel Friday night. And when you go home, same thing, if we pay attention to the Rebbeinu Shlom's love, that's the key to the Nasa V'Nishma, the key to gaining and earning our mission on this world. But what happens, Nebuch, the way of the Yetzer Hara is to knock us down. And Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Yaseh Tov L'Yechta, we're all in a Milchemes Achaim, we're all in a battle of Tov Ra, constant cycle, Sur Meira V'Asei Tov. And if we slip into something that we shouldn't do, shouldn't see, shouldn't hear, shouldn't say, shouldn't eat, shouldn't think, we're all human. And there's a cycle, there's a Mechemes HaChayim. The Yetzer Hara wants to come and bash us and shut us down and make us feel like losers, make us feel like nothings, that we're not really. And he wants to take away our Simcha. He wants to take away our feeling of that Hashem loves us. So we have a message in this week's parasha that we just learned. Peladika words that the Chazim of Lublin said. Said, you know what was the worst, you know what the problem was? The Iker Chet of the Egel. The Iker Chet of the Egel was not the Avodah Zarah that they did, the Rachmana Litzlan, that they built an Egel Hazav. But he says the Avera, the Iker Avera was the Vayis Ablu. And it says, that Klal Yisrael fell into a matzav of mourning, of being depressed, of being down, of feeling like losers, of feeling like they had lost it. They had lost everything. It was too late. They felt hopeless. They felt yush. That even in that matzav, when a person feels like it's the end, he's not allowed to feel down. And he has to recognize that the Rebbeinu Shlom loves him, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him a chelik, a loikam imal, a pristine, pure chelik in neshama, which is mamash, a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's the v'shachanti b'soich kol echad v'echad mehem. The Rebbeinu Shlom lives, he's in us. The Rebbeinu Shlom is with us. Each one of us is a walking beis hamikdash, a walking chelik, a loikam imal. And how holy is a Yid? Chassam Sofer makes a cheshbon. What's the holiest thing on this world? Holiest thing, you ask somebody, most probably they'll say the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? But in this very parasha it says, Aches Shabsoisai Tishmeru. Achin V'rakin. When it says the word Ach, it's a mute. True, the Mikdash is Mamish, the Beis Hashem. It's the Mokim Shechina, the Dira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tachtayinim. But Ach es Shabsoisai Tishmeru. It's not Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is Hecher. Shabbos is higher. Shabbos is holier than the Beis HaMikdash. You don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So Zok Tichsam Sefer, what's holier than the Shabbos? Ach es Shabsoisai Tishmeru. And the end of the pasuk, Ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, because I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's mikadish you. I'm mikadish every yid. What happens if a yid is in danger on Shabbos Kodesh? You mechal Shabbos for him. You mechal Shabbos for that yid. Not only if he's lariches yom shonim tayvin ravaron leivstein, even if he's the simplest, unlearned, oritz avarian, you mechal Shabbos. Depends which type. About there, but pashtus for any simple yid, the lowest caliber yid, your mechal Shabbos. So the Torah is telling avek, the totem pole, the pecking order, mishkan, mikdash, the most greatest kedusha. Shabbos is even higher kedusha. But a yid, your mechal Shabbos for that yid, the yid is even higher than that. Even a simple yid is the most halika yid. So what happens if you feel, unfortunately, the tivus of life, the Yetzer Hara is doing his job, and a person feels mamish like he can't, He wants to be ma'arav b'simcha, but it's eating him up. There's a vart that tells us why is the mitzvah bikurim brought all the way at the end of the Torah. Parshas Kisavai, Mamish B'Soif HaTorah. Now comes this most important mitzvah bikurim, one of the mitzvahs that Rashi brings in Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis, right? Bereishis Bar Lakim, Bereishis Bishvil Reishis, one of the Reishis is bikurim, Reishis Priyat Moscha. Why is it all the way at the end of the Varim? There's a message over here, Al Derech Musar, a message of Chizik that the Rabbi Nishlam is telling us. There are going to be times in your life that you'll feel also that you're at the end of the Torah. That maybe Chas V'Shalom, because of certain things you did or mistakes you made, you feel like you have no more Shaychus to Torah. Or you're losing your Cheshik for learning Torah. It's not going well. You're down, you're in a rut. And you feel like you have no more. You're by the end already of the Torah. You're by the end of the life of Torah. I'm just going to give it up already. I'm going to work. I'm going who knows what. There's no hope for me. Dafka over there, you have a mitzvah bikurim. You have a way to start a new leaf, to start a new stage, to start a brand new life. The only tonight is just forget about the past. The key for survival of a yid is not to live in the past. There's a Gemara that says on the pasuk of Smach Bocher b'Yaldusecha. So the Gemara says a lashon Ad Kan Divrei Yetzer Hara Mikan ve'Elech Divrei Yetzer Atayv. In the same pasuk, it starts off: go revel, enjoy, have a joyous youth, go have a great time. And at the end of the pasuk, it says that there's going to be a mishpat al kol nelam. The punishment is going to bring you to judgment on everything. So the lashon Gemara is the first part of the pasuk is Ad Kan is Yetzer Hara. The Divrei Yetzer Hara, he's speaking. Go have a party, live life, enjoy yourself, be hefker. But at the end, when it's telling you, you know, there's going to be a din v'chesh bin lasid lavai, then mikan ve'elech divrei yetzer atayv. But there's a remez over there that the lashon, the speech, the talk, the language of the yetzer hara is the ad kan, everything that happened till now. Keep reviewing, keep regretting, keep knocking yourself down over the past, keep reliving your stupidity, your mistakes, your averus. The garbage that happened in the past, the Ad Kan, that what happened till now, that's the Divrei Yetzer Hara. He wants to knock you down. Much more than the Yetzer Hara wants, the Aveira, is he wants you to hang out that white flag, to surrender afterwards, to make you feel so bad, to make you feel Ba'atzvus, to make you feel Yush, and take you down. But Mikan Ve'elech, from now, from this moment and onwards, that's the Divrei Yetzer HaTov. That's the key to turning things around. We don't let ourselves believe in tshuva properly. The Banishim said after the eagle, tshuva, salachti kidvarecho. You could go back from the lowest level. But you have to leave go of the past. You have to be able to move ahead. And that's the bikurim, that you could open up a new stage, a new life. But you have to do it with chiyas. You have to do it with a bren. You have to really believe in it. You have to be alive. You have to be pumped. Says in the Megillah, Lasois Kirtsoin Ish Va Ish. So the Gemara says that Ish Zu Mordechai, that says Ish Yehudi, and Lirtsoin Ish Va Ish is a remez, the Ish is going on Haman, that it says on him Ish Tzar Va Oyev, Haman Araz. Okay, very nice. Lasois Kirtsoin Ish Va Ish. So you have a place that calls Mordechai Ish Yehudi and another place that calls Haman Ish Tzar Ve'Oyev. How do we know that Ish is Mordechai and Va'Ish is Haman? Maybe the other way. But if you take the word Va'Ish with the Vav, it's Ois Yos Yiyush. Yud Aleph Vav Shin. That's Haman. That's the Koyach of Amalek. He wants us to give up. He wants us to hang out the white flag. He wants us to go down. He wants us to forget about how Rabbi Yishon loves us. He wants to just tune us in on the Ad Kan, on everything, all the mistakes that might have happened before. What we have to do is be the Ish Yehudi, the Mordechai, that no matter what happened, the whole story, make of an Ahapachu, and turn our lives over, and recognize that Rabbi Yishon is just waiting for us to let him in, and to take that as our greatest simcha. We should all be zeichet to go into Purim. Mamish, it should be the highest, highest day of our lives and bring us to Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera. Mir Tashem.